Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, great show coming up today. The Inside Connection MediConnect, of course, all about bridging that healthcare gap. He is Lance O'Brien, back from Vegas and ready to go to work. And we've got a very special guest in studio just moments away. But don't forget, we have those live advisors standing by until noon every single Saturday when the show begins up until 12 noon at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And remember, seminars will tell you all about them. You can find everything there as well. At MediConnectInsurance.com, click on that seminars tab. They are free, but you have to register. So without further ado, here he is, the star of the show, back from Viva Las Vegas, Lance O'Brien. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
So you had a little bit of a red eye, a little bit of a
tired,
cold. You're tired,
a little
cranky.
Cold, a little, nah, cranky maybe a little bit. We'll see. We'll see as the show goes
but
on, buddy.
I'm really excited about this guest because we've been talking about this brand for a long time. And for those of us who care about people, especially when it comes to prescriptions, you've come to the right show.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wasn't out in Vegas gambling this week or on vacation. One of the biggest Medicare conventions in the country every year happens out there, Medicare Con, and was just going out there really trying to learn. And there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike this year that's going to have big implications, especially around Part D prescription drugs. And we're going to dive deep into that with Blueberry Pharmacy President Kyle McCormick is here today. And, you know, before we jump into some other stuff, prescription drugs, Blueberry Pharmacy, make the connection for me.
Yeah, my wife came up with the name more for marketing reasons than the actual connection to drugs. But we were just talking, trying to come up with a name for the pharmacy, and I said Apple. You know, everybody loves Apple, and it means nothing in relation to computers. And I said, what's a fruit that hasn't been taken yet? And she came up with Watermelon Health and Blueberry Pharmacy. We both decided that blueberries are healthier than watermelons, so we still, the name
there
stuck,
you go.
Came up with branding, and that's how it's
those antioxidants, you gotta
yeah,
love
exactly,
them.
Yeah.
I love the whole pharmacy business, and I love what you guys are trying to do, and I'm really looking forward to the hour, but it's time for us to do a little entertainment news.
Yeah, so what do you think of the draft so far?
I'm ecstatic.
You're ecstatic.
Roman Wilson, wide receiver out of Michigan, going to be a force. You got Zach Frazier, the center that they needed. You've got an offensive tackle on the right side now, so Broderick Jones can go to the left side. I'm very excited what the Steelers have done.
Yeah, they definitely went into protection mode for sure. You know, first round pick last year, first and second rounders this year, they're really getting that running game and the offensive line in shape. So
it just amazes me how many, the first 14 selections were offensive players.
Yeah, crazy.
I know. And all the quarterbacks, and Penix goes to Atlanta with the eighth pick, and Kirk Cousins, you just gave him $100 million.
I know. Guaranteed. They would have been a lot better off taking the guy that the Bears took at nine, you know, give him another weapon and go to town, right? You
Absolutely.
Know, but hey, that's why they get paid the big bucks, right?
Or Turner, the edge rusher, or as Bill Belichick said, they're not edge rushers, they're defensive ends. All right, so on this date in history.
Yeah, so on this day in history, April 27th, 1822, military leader and U.S. President Ulysses S. Grant was born, and he obviously rose to prominence during the time of the Civil War in the Union Army, and was a great figure in American history for us. This one, I think, is incredibly interesting. This day, 1937. Ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
The first U.S. Social Security payment was made on this day.
And we're all grateful, including me, for that.
Yes, we are. Have any idea what the average Social Security payment is now? If you started as of December 31st, 2023, what's the average Social Security payment in the United States of America?
I'm going to let you answer that question because you're the expert.
$1,767.
That's the average.
That's the average.
Imagine where we would be without that.
Imagine where we would be, you know, but also that number seems low to me, you know. I don't know about you guys sitting with me or everybody listening. I'm sure if you're out there listening, excuse me, that probably feels low to you. And that's why we're so passionate about what we do. You know, I saw a meme this morning as I was just scrolling through Facebook a little bit, the most expensive cart to drive today. And it was a grocery cart, right? You know, things are so expensive today, right? Like, and we want seniors to be able to have the best coverage that they can for a price that they can afford. And we want them to not pay more than for their prescription drugs than they should have to. All this matters to us. But yes, first payment was made this day, 1937.
Listen, I was sitting with an incredible couple, one who worked for the airlines forever, one who was a public school teacher, recently have decided to get into Medicare. They couldn't believe the whole grocery stipend. They couldn't believe all the great things that are happening, stuff that we talk about every week on MediConnect, and they're going to be even more amazed when they hear about Blueberry Pharmacy.
Yeah, I mean, I actually talked with an individual yesterday, which I don't do much one-on-one anymore, but they were just talking about their combined income as a couple, and, you know, it was in the mid-30s, and they were like, you know, we got this and this, and we're just trying to figure out, and I was like, well, this plan here, it gives you $200 every 3 months to go towards, you know, vitamins and ibuprofen. They were like, they almost fell out of their chair, right? Like, so there are some great options out there. We want people to know what they are. This day, 1956, boxing legend, undefeated world heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano retires from the ring.
The Brockton Blockbuster from Brockton, Massachusetts, the son of a shoemaker. His last fight against Archie Moore, the Mongoose, he said, enough is enough. And tragically, 1969, he dies in a plane crash.
Did not know that.
Yes, he did.
One thing you'll learn, Kyle, being around here, you'd say anything about anything, he knows something about it. So,
but yeah. I'm really excited about this Blueberry Pharmacy thing. But
yeah,
you know, but he should know one thing. The next time he comes, he's got to bring me some swag.
That's it, man. Rob likes swag.
I love that hoodie, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So what else?
This day, 1961, the NFL officially recognized the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
How about 275,000 people in Detroit for the draft?
Yeah.
Does anybody put on a better show?
No, I mean, the draft's been really exciting, interesting. Day three headed up here for us. This day, 1981, Xerox debuted the first personal computer mouse.
1981.
Yeah. First time we'd like mice in our lifetime, right?
Absolutely.
And last but not least, this date, 2005, the Airbus A380 takes the skies for the first time. The double-decker airliner is the world's largest commercial jet.
And born on this date.
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Who, Ulysses S. Grant?
Yes, we
yeah,
did.
That was the first one we did.
Well, here's the thing. Do you realize he was in his, like, 50s when he passed?
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm bringing it up again, he did all of that in that short period of time.
You're making me feel bad. I'm 52, man. I didn't pack that much into my lifetime yet.
One of the most underrated presidents and military geniuses who actually hired someone to write his autobiography to get his family out of debt. at the end of his presidency and nearing the end of his life. Okay, trivia question time. They get a gift card that is a gas card.
Yes, $15 gas card. We appreciate all of our listeners. And in honor of the NFL draft this weekend, name the last Steelers wide receiver who was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. When's the? Because I know wide receiver was a big topic. We didn't go there first round this year. Who is the last wide receiver drafted in the first round by the Pittsburgh Steelers?
412-922-1020. We're going to come back, run the seminars for you. Then we're going to get to Cal McCormick, president of Blueberry Pharmacy. Lots more to come with your host, Lance O'Brien. This is MediConnect, the inside connection. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question for that $15 get-go gas card, call us at 412-922-1020. Good morning. Congratulations to Anthony in Oakland, the winner of our trivia question. And the trivia question and the answer, the winning answer, Lance.
Either one of you know this without looking at the sheet?
I did not.
Mr. Santonio Holmes, the last wide receiver selected in the first round by the Steelers out of Ohio State.
Roethlisberger drops back, looks to the corner of the end zone. Santonio Holmes! I know, remember that catch?
That was a pretty big catch in a pretty big moment.
And he was on the Tonight Show less than 24 hours after that.
Yep.
Great moment for number 10 in your Pittsburgh Steeler program.
Absolutely. They were drafted. I mean, I think Roethlisberger was 2003 and Santonio Holmes was 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And those two created some amazing Steelers history.
They surely did.
Thanks, right. Anthony in Oakland, for listening, for getting this week's trivia question. Let's get the seminars in real quick. You know, these are really important. We usually have great turnouts to these, you know, 15, 20 people, so you want to get registered. On May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at the Ross Community Center on Ross Municipal Drive in Pittsburgh. On May 8th, we're going to be at the Regional Learning Alliance, 850 Cranberry Wood Drive in Cranberry Township. May 14th, Holiday Inn, Monroeville Boulevard. On the 21st, we're going to be at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital on Freeport Road in Harmerville. And then on the 30th, we'll be at the Quality Inn, Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, that could be because you're getting ready to turn 65, or maybe you've worked past the age of 65 and you're now getting ready to look at Medicare. You do not want to miss this seminar. We're going to go over enrollment periods, how to avoid penalties. We'll explain that what Part A and B is, the cost, the coverage. We'll lay out private insurance options. In an hour, we're going to give you a great overview of what to expect when it comes to Medicare, again, all at no cost. And how do people register for that, Rob?
Very simple. They go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, and you can do it there, or you can actually call right now, 888-818-6334. And if you just need to review, set up an appointment with MediConnect, you can do it today with our live advisor standing by, and there is never a charge for their services.
Yeah, so mentioned that I was out in Vegas, and I have to say, Vegas is not my scene. I go there because of work, you know. The shows are nice. We saw David Copperfield last year when we were out there, which was pretty interesting, you know. Some exciting stuff. But MedicareCon, one of the biggest conventions, and the reason I go is because I want to be in the know. I mean, again, the reason why we started this show was because we wanted to get the best information out that we could so that the people in the Pittsburgh area, the tri-state region, could be educated on what matters. And we've heard a lot over the last year or two about the Inflation Reduction Act. And there was a lot of energy stuff and other things in there. But there was some big stuff in there about Medicare Part D. And what I always say, the easiest way to remember what is Part D, because there's also Part B drugs with Medicare, which some people don't realize. Part B or Part D, those are the ones you go to the drugstore for. D drugstore, right? Just make it simple. Those are the ones you go to the drugstore for and you self-administer. Those would be your capsules, your tablets, your inhalers, your insulins, among other things. And there's some really good things that are going to happen when it comes to Part D this year. What are those? One, they're eliminating the donut hole, right? That's a huge elimination, right? Because you hear donut hole when it comes to Medicare, that's almost a swear word, right? Where people can spend a lot more money out of pocket for their prescriptions. And they're limiting that to $2,000 starting in 2025. That's great news. They're also being able to start negotiating with some of the most expensive drugs. 10 drugs this year that they're able to start negotiating the prices on when it comes to Medicare. That's a really big thing. Access to recommended adult vaccines without cost sharing. Insulin available at $35 a month for each covered prescription. extra help is being expanded. So there's a lot of great things. But here's the big question. If they're eliminating these things, if they're making it more cost effective, who's paying for it? That's really the big question. And it was a huge question this week because, frankly, you know that pharmaceutical and big pharma is not just going to say, oh, okay, well, we're going to limit the cost to the consumer. We'll eat the cost. And Kyle, if you can't see him, he's kind of nodding and shaking his head, right? Big pharma is not just going to eat that cost. Rob, here's the one thing we haven't talked a lot about, but I think it's going to be really key. And I actually sincerely believe this, and all the time we've been doing this show since we started it back when there was a little bit of the challenges around the network access here locally with the two big health systems. I think this is going to be the year that people are going to want to look at their coverage more than ever before. And I don't think that's hyperbole at all. Because this Inflation Reduction Act is a double-edged sword. And what I mean by that is the people who have brand names, expensive medications, they're going to benefit from it. But who's not going to benefit from it is your average Joe that's on Medicare, that's got a supplement, and they're purchasing a standalone prescription drug plan. I think one of the things that if you're listening today that you need to be aware of is that we're going to see premium increases on Part D plans for this year. And some of the numbers that I heard this week when I was out there were astounding because you can actually get one drug plan right now for 50 cents a month. I don't think that's going to be the same next year. We're going to be looking more at 30s, 40s, 50s just to have a drug plan. People who have Tier 1 and Tier 2 drugs that are paying maybe nothing or a $3 or $4 copay.
So is the consumer just going to have to accept this?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be really good for some. It's going to have a negative impact for others. So again, people who aren't paying much for their drug plans now or don't have much copay. And again, I think, and Kyle and I were talking about this before the show, I think the most frustrating thing is this is supposed to take effect in 8 months and we're still waiting for the details. It's crazy because they're really trying to figure out how are they, because Rob, this is the reality. Prescriptions are the great separator when it comes to healthcare these days in my mind. On Medicare, the medical costs, yes, if you go with a supplement, you know, you don't have a lot of out-of-pocket costs. If you go with an Advantage plan, especially here where we live, the costs for the copays are not that expensive. But all things being equal, the medical costs on Medicare these days are pretty equally shared. It's the prescriptions where there's so much variation, and one can go from paying nothing and another can be paying a couple $100 a month for their medications, right? So I really see a double-edged sword here, and I think what's going to be happening is people are going to be looking for alternatives. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some out there that we've talked about before. And, you know, I'm going to give them very brief mention because I really want to focus and bring Kyle in here in a minute. You know, we've heard of GoodRx, right, and what we can do there. And we've heard of the Cost Plus Pharmacy of Mark Cuban. But we have a local pharmacy here, Blueberry Pharmacy, Kyle McCormick. And they've done some great things for our clients, you know. And that's how I think we initially connected, was through some of our executives that, you know, reached out and definitely helped. And I'm looking forward to sharing some of those stories. But before we do that, Kyle, I'd love for you just to kind of explain who you are, where you're located, kind of what you do. Give us the bio, if you will.
Sure, yeah. And thanks so much for having me here today. And I really appreciate the background and what you learned at Vegas, too. But like you said, we're kind of all waiting to see how 2025 plays out. But my name is Kyle McCormick. I'm the owner of Blueberry Pharmacy, located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. But we deliver all throughout Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and New Jersey. So just because you might not be local to us doesn't mean you can't utilize our services. And what we do differently is how we price medications. So we do what's called cost plus pricing. So we're actually, the CEO of Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug actually reached out to us a year before opening up their own version of our pharmacy. And so that's our model is taking the price that we buy the medication at, adding on a $10 dispensing fee or $3 if you're a member of our pharmacy. And that's how much patients pay. No hidden pricing algorithms, no confusing, you know, a drug costs us. Well, a great example of this, a drug that costs us $25. If you go to a big chain, if you go there, they're going to no insurance, could charge you $20,000 for that same medication. If you happen to have insurance, $800 copay, $300 copay. If you come to us, same day, can get it to you. No prior auth, no formulary, tier three, tier one. Everything's on formulary in our pharmacy, $35.
Listen, now that's music to my ears.
Yeah.
And the older you get, that income becomes more fixed. Social Security, you're depending. Every minute, every moment, every dollar matters. Blueberry Pharmacy, right here in the North Hills, but Ohio, West Virginia can get it done for you. Short break. Tell them what we're going to do in the third segment.
Yeah, so we're going to dive in a lot deeper. We're going to talk about the people that they can help the most, a little bit more about their model, all that type of stuff.
Coming back, Cal is with us. He is the guy behind Blueberry Pharmacy. Mr. McCormick joins us when we come back with more of the Inside Connection MediConnect on KDKA. All right, back with Lance. So we're going to get back to Mr. McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy. You're going to want to stick around for this next segment. Definitely the way to go, in my opinion. All right, let's talk about the seminars. I'm going to remind everyone, they are free, but here is how you have to register, okay? You got to register. 888-818-6334. Advisor standing by until noon today, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab, the seminars.
Yeah, I mean, if you're out there and you're getting close to that age and you've been doing a little bit of reading and you're like, I don't know what the heck I'm reading. I'm pretty overwhelmed. This is stressful, confusing. Maybe you've talked to some friends and family and you're just really not sure what to do when it comes to Medicare. Maybe you're listening and you've talked to your parents or heard them say something about it. These seminars are the way to go. They're an hour long. We dive deep into the major concepts around Medicare, enrollment periods, private insurance options, how prescriptions are covered, what the costs are going to look like. We help people develop their timeline, their budget, all of that, how to sign up for Medicare if you should just keep your group coverage, if you're going to keep working. I mean, we go through all of that. You don't want to miss these seminars if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months. May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at the Ross Community Center on 1000 Ross Municipal Drive in Pittsburgh. May 8th, we're going to be at the Regional Learning Alliance, Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry. May 14th, the Holiday Inn Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. The 21st, we'll be back at AHN. This time, we're going to be at the Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer on Freeport Road. And then on the 30th, we're going to be the 30th of May, the Quality Inn on 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. For a full listing of seminars, that's just what's coming up in May. Full listing, you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
And again, to register, they're free, 888-818-6334. You can call that number now. Live advisor standing by until noon, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Again, registration is a must, but they are free seminars. Go ahead.
Yeah, so big changes coming to Part D in 2025. I do think that there's definitely going to be some positives as it relates to the most people can pay out of pocket. There's going to be some options for them to actually be on a budget plan instead of maybe having to pay it all up front. But with every positive, unfortunately, there's negatives, right? Like, there's still going to be cost, and, you know, people are going to be looking for alternatives. And, you know, again, Kyle McCormick, owner of Blueberry Pharmacy, has been a partner of ours that we've been working with right out of the North Hills. So before we dig into a little bit more details and give some specific illustrations of how you can help, let everybody know, again, where you're located and what's the best ways to connect with you and your team.
Yeah, sure. So we're located in the North Hills. We have a walk-in store, but we also can help people by phone. So our phone number is 412-612-2279.
Hit that again, nice and slow for the listeners.
Sure. 412-612-2279. Also on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. We have a price checker there where you can check out the prices of your prescription drugs. And we're located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, specifically Westview. Some people will remember the Westview Park. I've been told we're where the swings used to be. So if you're looking for the exact location, that's where that would be.
So let's talk a little bit about your model. Say somebody has a Medicare Part D plan, whether it's a part of their Medicare Advantage plan or it's a standalone plan, and they've got a medication, and one, it's not covered on the formulary, but on the formulary, it's a tier three or four, and they're looking at $50, $100, or maybe they've got to that donut hole, and now they're into percentage pricing. How can you help?
Yeah, so we see a lot of patients in that same scenario, whether it's one of our most common one, it's most ready in my mind was from yesterday, estradiol cream. generic esterase. Patients need it, and it's probably a tier three or something like that, $90 copay through Part D on a lot of plans. We buy that drug for $10.99. So we mark it up, charge $23.66, and that's how much the patient pays, walks out the door, no insurance needed. And so there's a lot of those scenarios where it's a very inexpensive medication, but because of the way the tiering system works, especially as we move into 2025 and they're trying to set off some of those prices, you might see some of those very inexpensive drugs be in tiers that just make them unaffordable for patients. And looking for options, whether it's cost plus pharmacy or some of those other options you mentioned, can actually achieve lower prices.
That's a really good example, because I had a couple that we were working with probably 3 months ago. They're in the center of the state, and they went with supplements, so they had standalone Part D plans. The wife was taking that cream, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it fell under the deductible. If they were going to get that cream, it was going to be $400 mm-hmm. the first time. And she only buys it once or twice a month or a year, right? Yeah, which you're probably used to that cadence, right? You know, $400 and some just to get that medication. We went to GoodRx and we looked there, and guess what? $400 and some. And then we checked with you guys, and I couldn't believe it. $25 we sent them your way. And
wait. How, and he'll have an answer because he's the pharmacist. How's that possible, Kyle?
Yeah. No, great question. So I've been in pharmacy for 10 years now. And what actually drove me to open up the Blueberry Pharmacy model, the cost plus model, was a Medicare patient came into our pharmacy at an independent pharmacy I worked at up in Indiana, PA. And they needed generic Vesicare. And Medicare copay was going to be $300. And the patient was in the donut hole. And any of the listeners hopefully have learned all about the donut hole now, and that, you know, that won't necessarily be the case in 2025, but the copay went up to $300 for a month's supply of the Vesicare. I looked at the bottle in my hand, because we're an independent pharmacy, we can actually see prices, and I saw $5. I said, there's got to be a world where I can charge a fair price, $25, $15, still make $10, $20 profit, and just the patient walk out the door and not have to involve all that nonsense. And so that's what I did. We opened up a pharmacy. And so how do they price medications, you might wonder, is like, how do they even come up with that price, right? Every other pharmacy in the country uses a price based on an AWP, think MSRP. So you buy a car, MSRP, you can negotiate it down. These are much crazier MSRPs, right? A $10 drug, $300, that's a pretty high markup, right? That'd be like buying a car that's $20,000 and having a $500,000 or $1 million MSRP for it, right?
Good
because
example.
There's no transparency, right? There's no transparency in that pricing model. And so we actually bring that back, that transparency. We'll show you our invoices. If you want to see how much we paid for a drug, I'll pull up the invoice and show you. It's just bringing transparency back into the system.
So again, how do people connect with you? You know, because I know we've got listeners out there that are like, I'm sick of paying this for my drugs.
Yeah,
let me see if there's an option.
Do it often, because they're going to be asking me the rest of the day when I leave here.
Sure. Yeah. 412-612-2279. 412-612-2279.
And the web address, if somebody wants to check you up online?
Very straightforward, blueberrypharmacy.com.
So what are the most common medications that you are able to assist people with, like when you consistently are like, yeah, they're coming in, you know, because it's coming outside of their Medicare mm-hmm. Part D plan, which is good in a way, right? Because it's not being put towards their donut hole and all that cost. What are the most common medications that you're seeing that you're being able to help with?
Yeah, so it's a common medication, but it's also a timing thing too. So a lot of times we're seeing patients with high deductible plans. So not even necessarily Medicare. It could be a marketplace insurance, right? So high deductible time. So whenever you're in the deductible phase, and also the donut hole phase. And then it's a type of medication too. It's a generic that has a highly inflated price. So it's not, we're not seeing a lot of the metformin or the amlodipine, the medications that have been out for years, right? We're seeing some of the new to market generics, that generic Lyrica, Pricabalin, generic Celebrex, Celecoxib.
Yeah, because that one's expensive on mm-hmm. a lot of plans. Yeah.
Nexium, Esomeprazole. You know, people are like, well, it's over the counter now. It's actually cheaper as a prescription. I buy a 1,000-count bottle of Nexium for like $30. Yeah.
So that gets people the one that people recognize, as opposed to trying to do the same thing with a knockoff that you're not getting the same results with.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I could list drug, but tier, usually not your tier one generics, right? Tier
your statins,
tier three.
Things
yeah,
of that
yeah,
nature.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Even some statins, though, because you might have statin, simvastatin and atorvastatin as lower tier, but then something like a rosuvastatin, which in my mind as a pharmacist is actually one of the best medications to be on, the best statin to be on, it might be a higher tier, right? Especially more in the marketplace space. Medicare does a pretty good job of covering that one well. But we've seen commercial insurance where that one's a $30, $40 a month copay, and there's no need for that. I buy a 90-count bottle of that medication for $1.25.
So someone listening today, they go online, they price check, it looks good, they can call in and order. Can they place the order online? Is that possible as well?
Yeah, exactly. We have a form online where it's transfer your prescription and they can input their details and get signed up on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com, or give us a call. Actually, we like talking to people. We're old school.
We like talking to people
exactly.
too. So
there's no phone tree. You don't press one, you don't press two. Now, all the listeners to this, we might overwhelm the staff at the pharmacy right now. You might have to hold a little bit. We might put you on hold for a little bit, but there's no pressing one for refill, two for doctor line, all that stuff. You just call, you get a person right away. And we actually only have pharmacists and student pharmacists right now on staff. So you're calling and you're talking to a credible person right away.
And then how is the medication? Do they have to come pick it up? How do they receive the medication? What are their options?
We do like meeting our patients in person, but recognizing that we serve four states, people aren't going to drive all over the place. So we do delivery if it's local. We also do mailing. Usually 1 to 2 day mailing is how quickly that gets to them. So really quick turnaround time. There's no prior auths in our pharmacy. You know, we get the medication out the same day. We just eliminate all the bureaucracy and all the middlemen in the system.
All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back on the other side and we'll run those seminars again. But again, tell folks how they can get a hold of you, please.
Yes, Blueberry Pharmacy, 412-612-2279. Or on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com.
Don't forget, we've got live advisors standing by. You want to reserve a spot at the seminars or actually set up an appointment to kind of review your plan when it comes to Medicare. There is never a charge for their services. They are there until noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. All right, we've got a great guest here today, Blueberry Pharmacy. We're going to get back to Colin in just a moment. But here are the seminars again. And to reserve your space, they are free, every one of them. All you got to do is call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. You can do it now. We've got advisors there till noon, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
Yeah, again, we want to make this whole journey into Medicare as simple as possible. In your working years, you have an HR department that does the work for you. You get to Medicare and you're like, what the heck do I do now, right? And, you know, there's the potential to make a lot of mistakes. We hear words like penalty, and that's scary, right? And we want to eliminate all that. And again, I love the way that the government has set it up that we can offer all these services for free. We work with every carrier. If you decide to walk the whole journey through us, we sign you up for a plan. We work with all the carriers. Then we get compensated by the carrier. So it's a win-win for everybody. We want you to get the right plan for your situation. So come and get educated. Don't try to fumble through this on your own. May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at the Ross Community Center on Municipal Drive in Pittsburgh. May 8th, the Regional Learning Center Alliance on Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry. The 14th of May, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville on 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. The 21st, back with our good friends at AHN at the Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer. And then on the 30th, we're going to be at the Quality Inn on 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. Full list of seminars, MediConnectInsurance.com. Again, you can register there by going to the Live Events tab or call 888-818-6334. So Kyle, my wife works for MediConnect. She's actually been doing Medicare a lot longer than me. She runs our client experience department. She cares about the problems that arise for our clients. And she actually texted me a question while we were talking. And she said, I got a question for Kyle. If they go to the website, they type in the drug, what if they don't see the drug on the list? What's the next step for them?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great question. So our website does have a button on it. So blueberrypharmacy.com, there's a button that says check prices. So in there, you can type out the medication. Couple things. We are tech savvy, but not extremely tech savvy. So some of them you might be searching by brand name and not by the generic name.
Okay.
So it is streamlined to search by the generic name. In fact, some of the medications we don't even use the brand name anymore. It's not even on the market, but you might know it as that. So you might search it by that. But if you try everything and you still can't find it, easiest way, give us a call, 412-612-2279. There's also a form there that they can fill out. If you type in the drug name, nothing shows up. A form will pop up saying, don't see your drug, fill this out. And then we'll get back to those forms within 1 to 3 business days with a price for that medication.
Because they don't see the generic there doesn't mean it's not. It just, they would need to go through the process and they'll get the pricing and everything.
Exactly, yep.
Awesome. And again, this is why we like partnering with people that approach this the same way we do, which is we want to help people. Again, we do run a business. Kyle runs a business at the end of the day. We do have to pay our bills and all that. But like the heartbeat, and we look for good people when we're hiring people that really want to help people because that matters. And, so we're excited to be working with you. I know we've sent people your way. We're going to continue doing that just to make sure that they're really getting the best cost. And this is going to become a bigger deal. And I didn't mention this in the second segment, but what a lot of people don't realize, Rob, is we talked a lot about standalone prescriptions. Drug plans. If you go with a supplement, right, which is a great type of insurance that you can choose when you go on to Medicare, you're getting a standalone prescription drug plan. Well, the other type of insurance is a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan. So in that scenario, the prescription plan is built right into the plan. All right. What people don't realize is that when they're creating the premiums for those plans, that there's a price for the medical coverage and there's a price for the prescription coverage. So when I was talking earlier in the show where I said someone's going to pay for this, that we could see increases to the price of prescription drug plans, that's just not standalone plans. There could be an impact for people that have Medicare Advantage plans for this coming year, where maybe they've had a zero premium Medicare Advantage or a $15 Medicare Advantage plan. And again, we don't know 100%, but someone has to pay for it. And there's talking about the fact that there's going to be either be increases to premiums, there's going to be limitations, and people are going to be looking for alternatives to get their prescriptions filled. And I think Blueberry Pharmacy right here in the North Hills is a great option. So kind of just give us a great recap. Who you are, what you do, why you're passionate about it, and how people can reach you.
Yeah, so Blueberry Pharmacy, North Hills of Pittsburgh, 412-612-2279, or at our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. We're a cost-plus pharmacy, so we take all the nonsense out of navigating the costs on prescription drugs. Great partners with MediConnect. And when they first approached us, I said, a little skeptical. I looked at their Google reviews, all 5 stars, and that really resonated with us because that's what we strive for as well. So, we really focus on service and helping patients understand the cost of their prescription drug, just like MediConnect does. And so we take the price that we buy the medication at, add on a dispensing fee, and that's all that we charge for the prescriptions. Just to give you context, we have over 1,200 prescriptions in our pharmacy. The average acquisition cost for those for a month's supply is $3.79. That's how inexpensive. That ranges from medications that treat blood pressure all the way up to medications that treat multiple sclerosis, prostate cancer. So it's not like we're just carrying the very, cheap drugs. And our average cost for 30 count is $3.79. So medications are cheap for the most part. 90% of medications that are filled are very, very inexpensive. And it's not always passed on to the consumer. So that's why we exist, is to just take that pricing nonsense out of the system and just charge fair and transparent prices to everybody.
And I like the phrase nonsense, because it is nonsense. There's no other way around it. It's nonsense.
I've been in pharmacy for a decade, and I'm still learning about how drugs get priced and still learning about the nuances of the entire pharmacy industry, which is crazy, because I've owned a business now in the space for 4 years, and I'm still uncovering. I talk to pharmacy owners that have been in the business for 30 years that still don't fully understand the entire drug pricing system. And so it's just fascinating to interact with pharmacy owners. I teach at a lot of schools of pharmacies across the country as well. And, just things that I've learned in doing this model that I go and teach upcoming students. And it's just mind blowing to them, because you go to a pharmacy, chain pharmacies, they can't even see the cost of the drug. The pharmacists that work there have no idea how much the drugs cost.
Well, you mentioned a car. I hate car shopping, but you know what I hate most about car shopping? Going and not having a price on the window. I just leave those dealerships right away.
Yeah.
Right? I hate that more than anything.
I want to see the price.
And that's what's going on in the pharmacy space, and that is aggravating.
Yeah, the chains won't let them see the true cost. They'll tell you, they'll show a price, but it'll either be the AWP or the invoice price, which if you don't, you wouldn't know. Invoice price doesn't mean anything because there's rebates on the back end of those invoices. So pharmacists outside of independent pharmacies really don't ever see true costs.
Yeah.
And so that's why it can be so confusing and frustrating to a consumer, because even people in the space selling the drugs have no idea how much drugs
cost. See, you two are still too young, but when you get to be at my age, you little things like this, you can't imagine how many people probably go back to their car or go to the door or however they have that delivered to their home and shut the door and sit at the kitchen table or in their car all alone and are probably brought to tears that they have found you to be able to continue that drug, in some cases life-saving, and be able to eat.
Mm-hmm. One patient we have, great. She was going to retire, but she stuck with her job so that she could afford her husband's medication.
Day.
And it was, even with insurance, $800. That was with staying with her job to get the insurance, $800. Came to us, got it for $100. Said, I'm going to retire now.
That makes me so mad, but happy at the same time. Yes. It makes me really happy that you guys are there to offer that, but like, this is not, it's wrong.
Cal McCormick, of course, Blueberry Pharmacies in the North Hills, but they travel to four states. Thank you. Very enlightening. I hope you come back.
Likewise, yeah.
And I know you'll be back, but get some sleep.
I'm going to get some sleep, buddy.
All right, news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.